Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministries. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text them, Tebow them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that it's going down a word from the Lord on today. Hallelujah. We know everybody, you know, some are still quarantined and some are not. But you know what? God is still good either way it go. Glory to God. Huh? You ought to give him praise today. Hallelujah. Praise and praise him for who he is. Hallelujah. Praise and praise him for everything that he do. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead, amen, with our announcements at this time. I want to make sure that you tune in, amen, every Tuesday night. We have none other than the Power Impact Team, Apostle Yvonne Riles and Pastor Joseph Riles. An awesome, awesome team. Glory to God. Husband and wife work together. Amen. You can accomplish anything. Nothing is too hard for God. If you work together, glory to God. It could be husband and wife, you know, and you know, that makes it even better. Glory to God, you know, and you're working in a ministry and working together with a group of people. Amen. One could chase a thousand. Two could chase 10,000. Which would you rather see gone? Amen. From your life. Glory to God. Every one of them demons have to flee. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. My God. The why other than one word from the Lord, it comes on every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, then you need to hook up with them and let them know what you need. Because as you can see, everything's changing, the times are changing, and all the things that are going on, and earthquakes in different places, and, you know, you can see the floods and all, everything is happening. So come on in and get in, amen, because it's time for you to come on out of your comfort zone and serve the Lord. You know, sometimes you get so caught up in, you know, stuff and, you know, just, how can I say it, worldly goods, then you forget all about what God wants you to do. But it's time now to just take all that out of your mind and just come on in and focus on the Most High God so you can go to the next level. And these are the two that can get you there. You can go on Facebook and you'll see it'll be Prophetess Yvonne Riles and Pastor Joseph Riles. You can inbox them and let them know what you need, and they will be getting back with you. And I always say, amen, faith come by hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. Her show comes on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Time every Saturday. And if you miss this show, you can go back and hear any of the shows on demand, but I like mine fresh off the press. I like mine hot, glory to God. You know, sometimes this is person I always know, they say, well, you know what, I want them to cook it hot and fresh. That's what they always say. So don't you want it hot and fresh? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because, you know, stale bread ain't good, is it? Ah, come on now. Glory to God. But if you come on and hear what the Lord is saying through Elder and the songs that she sing, they have so much anointing on them. There's a difference when somebody just singing, you know, it ain't no anointing on it. Glory to God. Come on now. But, you know, Elder sing, and she sings so gracefully, and there's just anointing on it. You know, those are awesome, awesome songs that she sing, and prayer just, oh, my God, it'll beat the enemy down. So I encourage you to come on Saturday and hear Elder, amen, as she rocked the boat. Glory to God. And if you move on down, we are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. I'm the first Hour of Power, and my show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Now, if you miss it, you can go back and hear it on demand. You know, God moves in many ways. So if you want to catch the move of God, now's the time for you to come on in and listen. And you can call your friends, text them, Tebow them, tweet them, however you want to, and let them know that it's going down, amen, on today and every day of the week. Hallelujah. And then you move on down. I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. The next hour will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. And her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So you don't want to miss it. So what you need to do is just go and get your 30-minute break. and then you can go over and hear what the Lord is saying through Ministry Lane, an awesome woman of God. She's going to give you the word of God, glory to God, and tell it like it is. So I want you to just go ahead over and hear what the Lord is saying to Ministry Lane. And I also want to encourage you to become a partner. And in partner, we're only asking for $25 or more. What you'll get something Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's just awesome. All the way down through the week, it's just something to keep you motivated and keep you pointed in the right direction. Glory to God. There's nothing like a little motivation and encouragement. You know, we're in a season now where we need some motivation and we need some encouragement, you know, with everything that's going on. Hallelujah. And it is the word. Amen. From the word of God. Hallelujah. Keep all those announcements in mind. I'm going to open up my line now. Amen. Before I get ready to go into my service, I'm going to open up my line for prayer. You don't have to tell me your name. All I ask is just where you're calling from and your prayer request. If you press the 1, I will bring you in. Glory to God. If not, then we're going to go on down the road. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Well, nobody's pressed the 1, so let's continue on. I'm going to be reading today from John chapter 4. And I'm going to start at the first verse. I'm going to open us up in prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for another day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for good health and strength and clothe us in our right mind. We thank you, Lord God, for covering us with your blood, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you and we speak healing to the nation, Lord God. Whatever they may need, Lord God, finances, Lord God, whatever they may need, sickness, disease, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to heal the nation, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we know what man's thinking about it and trying to do it. We know all you got to do, Lord God, is just speak a word and it'll be done in your son Jesus' name. So, Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, that you're healing the land, even though as I speak, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, whatever they may need, Lord God, every child, every man, woman, boy, and girl, Lord God, can be healed in this nation, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're on time, God. There is no lack. You will supply everything that they need. Just hold on to your unchanging hand, and you will see them through in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for your strength. We thank you, Lord God, that you're ever increasing our faith in you in the name of Jesus, to look at you and not man. Because, Lord, you own everything. You own a cattle of 1,000 hills, Lord God. So, Lord, we know, Lord God, that everything that we need, Lord, is provided by you, Lord God, and with you, Lord God. So we stay in you, Lord God, and stay with your word and not move from the faith, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because, Lord, you said in your word, Lord God, without faith it's impossible to please you, Lord. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, for the faith that lies on the inside of us, Lord, and is ever yet increasing in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is a hallelujah day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You should have woke up this morning with hallelujah praise on your heart, you know, because he's still good regardless of what's going on and how they doing it in this, you know. There was a lot of angry people on this morning. Glory to God. But guess what? He's still good and he's still God. He ain't moved. It's not him that's moving around. It's people moving around out of their zones, glory to God, out of their comfort zones, because they're being, amen, fooled by the wiles of the enemy, glory to God. Don't be fooled by the devil. Hallelujah. Learn to stay where you are at all times. You know, you got to have that staying and standing faith enough to know that whatever going on, he's going to work it out. It don't matter. I don't care what it is. Hallelujah. You got to have that standing faith, glory to God, to know that I ain't going to be moved by the devil. He may come at me one way, but guess what? I'm going to pray and he's going to flee another way. Glory to God. I know Psalm said that's easy to do. Yes, it gets easy, but you know how? You got to stay in the word and stay in prayer. Don't ever give up. Don't ever back down. Glory to God. Regardless of what's going on, regardless of what he throws at you, all kinds of darts. But once you stay in faith and continue to read the word of God, you'll get there. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes whenever things start to happen, but guess what you do? You back off from the word of God, and then you start, entertaining all the devil's thoughts. Like the devil is busy. Yeah, he's busy, but guess what? I'm going to get busier in his word. Glory to God. I'm going to get busier in prayer, and you can defeat him. So be careful how you give the devil so much room. You know, the devil is always busy. Glory to God. Well, guess what? Jesus will be busy too. Hallelujah. If you allow him to come in and get busy in your life. Glory to God. So what you going to choose? You going to choose to always talk about the enemy, or are you going to lift God up and lift Jesus up where he's supposed to be? This day, you need to choose. Hallelujah. You know, life and death is in the power of the tongue. Hallelujah. If you're going to pray over here and ask him for something, then guess what you're going to do? You're going to kill it. Well, I tried to do this, and my God, here come the devil. Glory to God. You just killed what he was trying to do. You just murdered it and throwed it on out the door. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you got to remember, life and death is in the power of your tongue. So just remember to always speak positive. I don't care. You have to speak positive even sometimes in a bad situation. Hallelujah. Because you got to see the good in everything. Because guess what? He said, when the enemy come in, amen, like a flood, he'll raise up a standard against him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you got to remember these things. I know these are trying times, and I hear people, amen, saying, you know, it's easy for you to say yes, but you got to stay in his word. Everything that's going on is nothing new under the sun. It's in the word of God. If you will search it and see, it's in the word of God. It's in there. You just got to search for yourself and see. Amen. Let's go ahead and get started. Amen. Hallelujah. On today, like I said, John chapter 4, hallelujah, take a drink of the living water. How many of you rather have living water than just go and just get you some water, hallelujah, from the sink? Hallelujah. You know, that water, you're going to want more and more and more and more, true, if you get thirsty. Well, this water here, amen, you still should want more and more and more and more. This is the Bible. Glory to God. So don't always just get one drink and then you go on. If you hunger and thirst after righteousness, you shall be filled. That's what the word of God says. So hunger and thirst after God's word. Hunger and thirst after the right thing. You know, you're always hungry. Yeah, I got to go have a snack. I got to go in the kitchen and get me, amen, I got to have some Cheetos or, amen, whatever you may like. Hallelujah. I need some Doritos and chips and dip and all that good stuff. Hallelujah. Well, what about the word of God? Can you eat some of it and drink some of this living water? Glory to God. Let's find out what happens. Chapter 4. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John. Well, you see right here, they were talking to my ED. He baptized more than John. But understand, let's move on down to 2, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples. See, his disciples were baptized. See, that's how sometimes people get the wrong understanding. Jesus didn't actually baptize them. It was his disciples that baptized them. You know, and people go and tell, well, you know what? She did this and she did that. And they have the wrong understanding. See, it had done travel. So, you know, Jesus was baptizing more than John, but that wasn't so. He didn't even do it. It was John that baptized. You know how you go over there? Well, you know what? She said this about her, and you know, some people done spread it before you know it. Again, what? It ain't the truth. So be careful how you spread stuff. You see right here, it don't even be the truth. It'd be a lie. Just don't do it. Let's go on. Hallelujah. He left Judea and departed again to Galilee. And he must need go through Samaria. Now, understand what I'm saying. He's setting it up right here. There's a reason that he's going to travel, amen, and go through Samaria. He already know where he's going. He was going for a reason. Have you ever went somewhere and, you know, I don't know what I'm doing in here. But, you know, when you get there and you don't know and it ain't nothing you need, you said, okay, Lord, now show me what I need. You know, we're all called to minister. And, you know, we're all called to give a word to people that will lift them up and not tear them down. Sometimes you can just give folks one encouraging word, and sometimes all you got to do is just say, how you doing today? And that's just a good word for them right there. And sometimes it'll start them to talking, you know, where they wouldn't say nothing to nobody. And they'll go home and they'll, you know what, this person just spoke to me, and it did something to me. It just made me feel so much better. You know, Some people think they just got to have a whole prophecy. Nah, all you need is sometimes just one word, just like he spoke the word. Amen. And he said there was light, right? So that's all you got to do. Let's move on. Verse 5. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, where it's called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Verse 6. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. Let's move on down to 7. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me a drink. See, that's what he was going, because there was someone over there that he needed to touch. Have you ever went somewhere in a store or, you know, and there's just somebody God wanted you to touch? You know, we're not aware of who we are and what we're supposed to be doing. We weren't just put here to go and just have fun like today and enjoy life, amen, and just do whatever it is we want to do. No, we're put here and he pulled us out in order to draw others to Christ. That's what he put us there for. Glory to God. But if you ain't living right, then you gonna, when I get off this line today, you will. Glory to God. Let's keep on going. In verse 8, for his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. See, she didn't understand. See, if she knew, if she had known who he was, think about it. You just think about if she'd known who he was and what he was saying, it wouldn't have been no problem. She wouldn't even really said anything, you know, but she didn't know. In other words, she didn't know who Jesus really was at that time. She didn't know. Hallelujah. And she didn't really know what he was asking her for. You know, if you know him, then you'll know what he's asking you for. You know, okay, I need you to do this. Then you'll know that, okay, that's Jesus. And that's how you know him. Read the word. How you know him? Stay in fellowship with him. How do you know him? Pray. How do you know him? Sit and listen. And listen to him speak. I know a lot of people say sometimes, well, I can't hear. Well, you know what? If you read the word enough and you pray enough and you seek his face and you ask him, he's going to give you just what you're asking for. Because God don't want, look, come on. He said the Bible is so simple, even a fool may not err. So that means you're going to get what you need. And when you need it, you're going to get it. Glory to God. Let's move down to verse 10. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knowest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. In other words, he was saying, you know, if she had known who it was, you know, when he asked, you know, he would have gave it to her. He would have gave it a word. But she didn't really know what he was saying. She didn't know him. Let's see why this woman didn't know it. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? So she was asking questions. She said, how you going to get the water, you know, if you ain't got nothing to draw with? Hallelujah. Well, he already had it, you know, amen, glory to God. But she did not know what he understand what he was saying because she didn't know him. And it's something that if you don't really know, you know, I mean, sometimes you get so tangled up in the world system till you don't want to know. But now we're living in some promiscuous times. We're living in some time in a time now where Jesus is to return soon. Because you can see all the things that's happening and, oh, like I said, all the different earthquakes and the floods and everything going on. And, you know, everybody crying about the pandemic, glory to God. And they're getting so stuck on money now. And they're forgetting all about Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, I got my money. Well, understand, you may have it, but amen, eternal life is such is more important, amen, even than the money. Yes, he knows we need money down here to live. He knows we have to pay rent. You have to pay house payments. You have to have gas, and you have to have cars and trucks and all that different stuff. He knows those things that you need. He said, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus, glory to God. So he will give you that stuff. But don't let that be priority in your life. Your priority should be Jesus, and he'll add everything else to you. You know, he'll give you all the rest of the things of benefit. Glory to God. And if you seek he first, his kingdom and his righteousness, then he'll add those other things to you as you go, you know. He ain't going to give you nothing if you can't handle it. Because some people can't handle money. If you get that money, then, okay, that's it. That's it. That's all I needed. You, what you going to do? You're going to go. You're going to buy this. You're going to buy that. You're going to forget all about he gave me this. Okay, now hold up. I need the tithe. I need to give my offering. I need to make sure I sow. I need to do all those things because he gave me all this. Some will just forget it. So that's why they don't have it at this point. Because guess what you're going to do? You know, they always laugh at me because I always talk about the purses and different things. Hey, well, we can talk about the men and their cause. Amen. Making cause their kings and all that. We'll go there today. Hallelujah. Because you'll go, you'll buy all these purses. You'll buy, men will go and buy all these expensive cars and all this stuff and all these rims and different things. You know, I want, it got to be sharp. It got to look good. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But don't forget, first, who gave it to you? Your tithe. You give your offering, glory to God, and you seed, hallelujah. No, your tithe is not your seed. It's not. It is just totally not. Totally different, but we ain't going to get into that today. Amen. You can hit me up on Facebook, and we'll talk about that at a later date. Let's move on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Let's move to 13. Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. See, he was saying, see, that water, they're going to make you thirst again when you pull the, she pull the water out of the well. You know, y'all used to do that. Come on, y'all from old school, some of y'all. I know it. I see my line, and I know some are from old school. You know how you used to draw the water from the well. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, if you drink that water, you're going to thirst again. Let's move to 14. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. See what he was saying? When I'm going to give you this word right here, and this word is going to bring you everlasting life. It's going to stop you from doing some stuff. It's going to stop you from committing some sins. It's going to stop you from making some mistakes. It's going to stop you, glory to God, and it's going to heal your body. It's going to make you whole. It's going to help you to put your mind on Jesus and keep your mind stayed on him because he's going to keep you in perfect peace. Now, this water is going to spring forth, and it's going, what it's going to do, give you everlasting life. Because then you'll get ready, amen, to go to the seat of the kingdom in heaven. Glory to God, my God. You got to live down here now, and you got to go and tell others about Jesus. So that way you'll have the power and everything that you need to go out and tell others about a man named Jesus who died on Calvary. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now this water here that he's going to give, it will bring you some deliverance. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. The woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. In other words, she said, give it to me. I want it. Give it to me. I want it. So I won't have to come here to this well and draw no water out naturally. I want the everlasting water that you're talking about. Give me the water. In other words, she said, come on, give me the word. I want it. How bad do you want it? Glory to God. You know, you want a lot of things, but do you want the word even the more? Some don't even want the word. They don't want, and some take the word out of context and all that stuff. But, amen, understand, if you read it, read the word of God. So, you know, if somebody's shooting you, amen, something that you know ain't right, and you say, that ain't right, that ain't the way that is, you got to know for yourself. Hallelujah. It's good to listen at all the, you know, the pastors and things on TV. Well, not everybody, but it's good to listen at some of them. Amen. But also read in your word and read along. Hallelujah. And know what they're saying. It's very important because you don't want nobody shooting you something that ain't right. Let's move on. So Jesus says unto her, go. Call thy husband and come hither. So he was saying, go get your husband. Go get him and come back. So listen what she told him. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. See, he already knew. He already knew she didn't have them. He already knew. But the thing about it was, amen, he just asked her. with no need them saying you ain't got no husband. See, understand, sometimes people can come to you so rough and want to give you the word of God true, and then you won't receive it. But if they come to you, amen, in a way that you can catch hold to it and understand it, then guess what, you will. You know, just don't pop and say things, you know. Well, sometimes they'll say, well, you know what, nah, that is not what he told you to do. I'm like, hold up, wait a minute now, I won't receive that. But now if you can talk to me a little bit better, I'm going to receive it. I know someone that can come to you so gracefully, amen, glory to God, and they can give it to you just right. It'd be right on point and right on cue, baby. That's the way it is. But if you go to somebody talking rough like that, they ain't going to receive it. That's just like if you go in a store and, you know, and if the Lord sent you in a store, and sometimes you just go in a store. And if you speak to people rough, they're like, oh, my God, what happened to them? I know, I remember I worked at this place, and this girl used to come in all the time, and oh my God, she looked like she was just sucking on a lemon, you know. And I spoke to her one day, and you know, because she would walk by you and wouldn't say nothing, hallelujah. So, you know, it was laid on my heart that this is what you need to do. So I did. I spoke to her, and I did, and I said, well, hey, how you doing? You okay? Is everything all right? I said, I know she didn't really have a smile on your face this morning. Are you okay? And she started smiling. She said, yes, I'm doing good. How you doing? And she began to talk, glory to God. See, that's just a kind word. It'll bring people out, hallelujah. Sometimes you got to just do what you got to do. If you look bad, like you sucking on a lemon, anybody want you speaking to them? Hallelujah. And if you always upset all the time and always in everybody else's business, you know, that stuff rubs off. Hallelujah. So ask God to give you some deliverance on all that before you go and approach anybody. So they'll receive you, amen, with gladness and joy. So you see right here, he didn't go and say, well, you know what? I knew you didn't have no husband, okay? I knew that man that you got ain't yours. He didn't come off like that. So we're supposed to be the images of God. We're supposed to have Jesus Christ in us. Amen. The Holy Ghost power, a lot of them say. Well, then, you got to present yourself. Amen. We are followers of Christ. Glory to God. So guess what? Whatever we say, whatever we do, amen, he's a gentleman. He don't come at nobody like that. Let's move it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go down to verse 18. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. Is that sayest thou truly? Okay, he was telling her, yeah, you done had five, and the one you got now, I know it's not yours. So see, he already knew it. He just wanted to ease into it so she would receive, amen, what he was saying. You know, Samaritan and Jews didn't really talk, because Samaritans, they really served Judaism, glory to God. So they didn't really, you know, conversate like that. But understand, he had no respect of person. When he went there for a purpose, and that's to talk to this lady about Jesus Christ, about the Son and of the living God, glory to God. So see, he eased into that. He didn't just tell her, I am a prophet. Nah. If he'd have said that, you know, she probably wouldn't even listen. She probably turned and walked away. Understand. But he knew, sometimes you have to ease into stuff, even when you're talking to people, and sometimes people are talking to you. I hear you saying, well, what if I'm not saved? Well, understand, you need to get saved before you leave him today. All right, glory to God. And if you are saved, be careful about the conversations that you keep with people. Because sometimes you can just drive people away from the word of God. You can drive people away from you. Oh, here she come again. Amen. Here she come again. Go the other way. And I'm one of them. I will go the other way. If you're coming with this, oh, I am a woman of God. I am a child. Okay, all right. So that's cool. That's fine and dandy. Amen. Praise you. Hallelujah. You know how they put the one thing up? I'm one of them that'll move on out the way. Because I know then what you're saying, I'm not going to receive it if you come in that matter. You know, and sometimes when people get to talking to other people, they'll want to say stuff about the Bible. Well, you got to understand that's a two-sided thing. Allow the other person to say something too. You know, don't always rush in. You got to ask God for a quiet spirit sometimes. Don't always talk when somebody's trying to tell you something. Listen. Amen. And then if you have a rebuttal, then you give it back to them. That's what you do. But you got to learn how to have listening ears. You got to hear what the Spirit of the Lord will tell you to do. And then you follow that. You know, that's so many times why we fall in so many different places and doing so many different things. It's not like God, because you ain't got a listening ear. Some people don't know how to listen, but they sure know how to talk. Good God Almighty. They know how to talk all this stuff, amen, that don't really make no sense. Hallelujah. And if you're trying to win that person over, especially if you're trying to win the person over, you got to be careful. Don't hurt them. We in a season, he said, all can be saved, but all won't. But guess what? Them that will, then guess what? Ask God to lead you to them. When you go in the store, you go, amen, look where Jesus went. He went over there to the well. He went with a purpose. He went with that purpose. He wanted to tell her about Jesus, right, about himself, hallelujah, to lead her to salvation. That's why he was going over there, hallelujah. Ask him to lead you and guide you. If it's somebody I just need to speak to, or if it's somebody I just need to give a few dollars to, or if it's somebody that needs me to just say, hello, how you doing? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to ask him, because if you don't ask him, then it won't happen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because when he went over there with a purpose. He was tired. Yeah, after he journeyed, he sat down by the well, and he knew she was coming. Here she comes. Let's move on and see what happens. The woman saith unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. After he told her about the men that she had, she was on a sixth when she was living with that one, glory to God, and that one wasn't a husband. She done had five prior to that. Amen. There were some relationship difficulties right there, hallelujah. Amen. And she said, I perceive that you are a prophet. Because she was saying, ain't no way I'm going to walk up there. Then he going to tell me, amen, all this stuff going on with me. Hallelujah. She said, I perceive that you are a prophet. Let's see what happens. Our fathers worshiped in their mountains. And ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what we know, what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, when you worship the Lord, you got to worship in spirit and in truth. You know, you have to ask God to clear your heart so you can just worship him and praise him. You know, back in the Old Testament, they gave a sacrifice of praise. They would just sacrifice the lamb, the goat, the sheep, the hog, the dog. Okay, they do that. Hallelujah. Maybe the fish, whatever. But anyway, they would sacrifice things and they would pray. That's what they would do. But now he's offered a sacrifice of praise. That's what they did. But now you can praise God and you can offer, amen, worship and be for real. Worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you come out of yourself, begin to everything that you're thinking about, hallelujah, before you go into praise and worship, ask God to clear that out of your mind and get in that place. Hallelujah. Just turn your phone off, all that. I know all this ringing and all that. Hallelujah. I know a lot of people ordering online and stuff, doorbells ringing and all kinds of stuff going on. But just cut it all off. Sometimes you have to say, child, go in the other room, and you go in there and sit down for about 30 minutes, 35, 40 minutes. When I get through, I'll come in there and I'll fix you that bologna sandwich you want. Hallelujah. Or better yet, if you got a microwave, throw it in there. Amen. Turn it on. Don't burn it. Just turn it on one and let it work. Glory to God. But sometimes you got to come up around in all those surroundings and worship him in spirit and in truth. He said he seek one that will worship him in spirit and in truth, because we're in a time now where you got to reach heaven. Amen. Your worship and your praise has got to be for real. Hallelujah. You know, he already knows if you're playing, just like the woman at the well. He knew. I don't know why people think that he don't see everything that they do. I don't know why they don't think that. Everything you do, everything you say, he sees it. He hears it. It ain't that he got a deaf ear. And you're in that place, hallelujah, where you can make a difference in somebody's life. You're in that place where you want to make a difference in your own life. Hallelujah. Let's move on. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You know, sometimes what they're saying is people will worship and pray. Oh, God, I thank you. They'll worship, they're praising, whenever he give them something. But can you worship him even though he ain't gave you nothing? Hallelujah. If you're just waiting, you're still waiting on your blessings. Can you learn to worship him in spirit and in truth? Can you worship him, hallelujah, when everything is going on wrong? You know, I understand they sing a song, there's two times to praise the Lord, when you feel like it and when you don't. Hallelujah, glory to God. Now, we singing it. Come on Tuesday night. They might sing it for you. Glory to God. But here's the thing about it. Learn to worship and praise him no matter what. No matter if he gave you, amen, something or not. Whether he gave you all them shoes that you wanted, whether he gave you all that money that you wanted, whether he gave you the man you wanted, whether he gave you the woman you wanted, glory to God. Whether he gave you, amen, hallelujah, the house that you wanted, whether he gave you all that money you've been asking him for or not, do you know to worship him in spirit and truth? Some people just only worship and praise the Lord whenever he give them something. Then, man, you can hear him out the door. You can hear him on the rooftop. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. They'll fall all out on the floor in the church. People have to pick them up. Amen. I used to urge, I know. Hallelujah. And some of them just falling out because he done gave them all this. Hallelujah. But let the pastor preach a good sermon and, you know, and the praise team, amen, everything is going on good. And, you know, and they've been waiting for a long time. You'll see the church just still. Ain't nobody falling out then because they ain't got nothing. But sometimes when people get what they want from God, they just fall out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And, you know, what we used to just go and cover them up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But understand, you got to learn how to praise him. Amen. You got to learn how to worship him in spirit and in truth. If he don't do nothing else, because he died on Calvary, and that ought to set it all. You woke up this morning, you were clothed in your right mind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You had your good health and strength. Even though, amen, you might have been a little something wrong with you, but understand you're still here. Glory to God. So can you wake up in the morning and say, Lord, I give you glory. I praise you. I thank you, Lord God. I worship you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I sing a praise song unto you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, I thank you, Lord God, because if it had not been for you, I couldn't have got out of this bed. If it had not been for you, Lord God, I couldn't have woke up this morning. Oh, my God, clothed in my right mind, oh God. You gave me strength, Lord God. You gave me the mind of Christ to want to get up this morning. You let the blood run warm in my vein, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. You touched me with your finger of love, and you made me get up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my God. You kept me. You watched over me, Lord God. You watched over everyone in my family, oh God. Oh, my God. You made, oh, death get back and behave, because this ain't your time. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. Can you do all that? Hallelujah. And keep it real. Now, that's when you know you got it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it's nothing special, amen, with me, because he has no respect of person. You see, right here, when Jesus went to the well to talk to the woman, you know, and, you know, they don't really talk like that. Jews and Samaritans don't, hallelujah. But guess what? He has no respect of person. If he had no respect of person when he went to the well to talk to her about things that were going on, then guess what? He ain't going to have no respect of person. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That he send you to. He don't care if you're black, white, hallelujah, Mexican, China, hallelujah. He don't care, Chinese, Japanese, whatever you want to call it. He don't care. He'll send you to them all. Matter of fact, when he sent me there, amen, when I was talking about me going into that clothes store, she was Hispanic. It didn't matter with me. Glory to God. I don't care. I'll do it all. I remember he told me, amen, at the time, somebody that I know, he said, this is what I want you to do. I said, you're going to lay hands on her because something's going on. She was pregnant at the time. He said, something's going on. I said, Lord, now hold up, man. This woman may not want me to lay hands on her. Glory to God. But guess what? When I told her, nothing, amen, she said yes. And so I laid my hand and I prayed the prayer. He told me to pray. Hallelujah. And the baby came, and the baby was just fine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you see, it don't matter. If she let me do it, then guess what? He said, do it. I'm going to do it. Glory to God. So that's where you want to be, in that place. It don't matter. Some people just pick, you know, certain ones they want to minister to. Well, and some people just pick those that's already, amen, Christians. But, you know, it's not those. It's we seek those that are lost. We seek those, amen, that some don't even go to church. We seek those, hallelujah, glory to God. I ask God to lead and guide me, you know, hallelujah. But you got to understand, change your focus. Some people are focused on, Lord, give me. Lord, I don't have. Lord, I need. Lord, where you at? Lord, I've been asking a long time, and you still ain't gave it to me. So, Lord, why? I don't understand this thing. Some are focused on that. But keep your focus and say, Lord, send me to the lost. If it's only one person that you win, glory to God, for the kingdom of God, understand. The angels in heaven will rejoice. It's only one person that you touch, amen, with your soothing voice, glory to God. I remember, amen, when I was talking to this person, and they would always call me. They was in the military, and they would always call me. And if you know what, your voice is soothing to me. I don't know some of the stuff that they were going through, but some of the stuff they did tell me, how they were seeing people, you know, getting killed and different stuff, and some people's in their platoon were killing themselves and doing just different things were going on. And they would call me, and they would always talk to me. Well, you know what? Your voice is soothing to me. I said, well, okay, then, you just keep calling. You'll be all right. Just keep calling. And, of course, I would tell them about the word of God. I'm not going to leave them hanging. Glory to God, yes. And they listened. Hallelujah. So that's where you want to be. Let's move on. The woman says unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. So let's move down to 26. Jesus says unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. He was telling them, I am the Messiah. Glory to God. Can you tell him, I am a child of God, so I'm going to tell you about a man named Jesus. Glory to God. You know, you got to be able to stand up sometimes to understand who you are and let God make you. And I encourage you again, if you don't know and you just want to get through, amen, some hard times and you just don't know what to do and don't know where to go, I told you, go to a prophet, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse on Facebook. And I know you said, well, how can I get to them, sister? I don't know. Well, if you have my number, you could text me. Some got it, some don't. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if you desire to do that, I'm going to tell you to do this at this time, hallelujah, if you want me to have it. If you want me to lead you to them, amen, you can click the number. I won't bring you in. Just click on one here, and I will take your number down, and I will get you to them, glory to God. We're going to do it like that because I understand everybody don't have Facebook page, and some don't even have computers. I understand, but some do call in. So if you want to get to them, you can do that, amen. Okay with you, I will take it down, your number, and I will get you to them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ain't no shame in our game over here. We want you to be what you're supposed to be in Christ. We don't want to leave you out there hanging because times are getting hard. And we're in the time now where we're going to have to buckle it down. Amen. Glory to God. And understand everything that you do, he sees it. Hallelujah. Whether you're stealing, he sees it. Hallelujah. If you're gossiping and talking about somebody, he sees it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So now is your time to get it right. Hallelujah. You see, he told a woman at the well, you know, I know them five you had. Amen. And now the one you got. Amen, that you got in the house and you're staying with, that ain't your husband. So don't think that he don't see whatever you're doing. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says every hidden sin shall be revealed. So that means he'll come, he'll send the word first. But if you don't stop, amen, hallelujah, then he'll bring it out to open shame. We serve an awesome God, understand. Now, you can look for him and find him. You know, he knocks at your door all the time. Just open up the door and say, Jesus, I'll allow you to come in and clean my heart and renew my mind and help me, Lord, to go on down this road with you, because this is the time now where everybody needs to walk in the way of the Lord, hallelujah, and be on straight street and don't be out there way off gotten in third field, I call it. This is the time if you want to get a healing, ask him for your healing right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. He will heal you. Even he'll heal your mind. He'll heal your body, whatever you need in your physical body. That's why, amen, a lot of times people don't get healed because they don't ask. And don't be afraid to ask the apostle. Amen. It's Apostle Yvonne Rounds. But on her Facebook page, it's Prophetess, so I know what I'm talking about. Glory to God. Let me straighten you out. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid to come on when they come on Tuesday night and ask, you know, and click on and say, listen, I need you to pray because I need healing. You know, I don't care. Amen. Who hear it? I don't care if they know my voice. Because if I need it, then I'm going to go get it. Hallelujah. That's just like you going in the store and you want to find something and you can't find it. What do? You're going to ask a clerk or somebody, could you help me? I need this, what I need. What aisle would it be on? Because you don't want to keep walking around in circles. And that's what you're doing. You're going around in circles and you ain't getting healed because you ain't asking them to heal you. Glory to God. So don't be ashamed to ask them to pray for you. Hallelujah. Don't be ashamed to ask the man of God. Hallelujah. Pastor Joseph Rouse to pray for you. Hallelujah. So that's what we're here for. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. He sees us. He sees everything we do. He sees everywhere we go. He sees everything that we eat. Everything. Glory to God. Ain't nothing left under the sun that he don't know. Just like this woman right here, she says, prophet, because ain't no way you could have known those things about me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you see, he sees it. Even though if I don't see it, even though, amen, glory to God, if other people don't see it, hallelujah, he still sees it. So I still see it. It don't matter. You know, sometimes people try to hide stuff. They'll hide it from, you know, the prophet or the apostle and different things like that, the pastor, amen. But guess what? Even though if we don't see it, he still see it. And it all, and what all that matters anyway, hallelujah, if you know a sin, get delivered, glory to God. And he see it, not us. Hallelujah, glory to God. My God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God. We give you glory, honor, and praise, oh God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, again for your healing power to strike this land like never, oh my God. Like never before, oh God, to heal, Lord God, those that need healing in their feet, those that need healing in their legs, Lord God, those that need healing in their throat. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we bind the trick of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus that's trying to stop us from talking and walking, Lord God. Oh, my God, and doing the things of you, Lord, that they're supposed to be doing, Lord God, trying to get them all focused right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for your healing power on this line on today, Lord God. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, every earache right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we say heal it. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, we say right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, open up the ears of man, Lord God, so they can hear the word of the Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, let none fall by the wayside, Lord God. As the word came forth, Lord God, for them to hear on today, Lord God, let them receive it by faith, Lord, and hold on to your mighty word, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, let them drink from the living water so they can have their everlasting life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let them hunger and thirst after righteousness, Lord, so they shall be filled, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, as they ask, Lord God, you said, seek and ye shall find, knock, oh my God, and the door shall be opened, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, everyone under the sound of my voice, whatever the need may be, let them grab hold, Lord, and not let it go until you bless them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we come against every stagnated spirit on this line. Some say they seem like they've gotten as far as they can go. So, Lord, we break, oh my God, in the name of Jesus. We break it, Lord God. We break it right now in the name of Jesus. Let them go through these doors. I see them going through these doors now in the name of Jesus. They couldn't get no further, Lord. They're trying to get further in you, but they're just being stagnated, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that the doors are coming open. Oh, glory to God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, and we pray for the children, Lord God, that are out of school, Lord. We pray, Lord God, that the parents, Lord God, would sit down with them and teach them the word of God, oh God, and teach them who you really are, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we come against every trick of the enemy that tries to get them to do the wrong thing right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We bind that spirit up and cast it down. Oh, my God, into the pit from which it come right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you, God, to stable their mind, Lord God. Let them do the right thing, Lord God. Stable the parents' mind, Lord God, so they can help them, Lord, along the way in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord. Father God, we thank you and we administer healing all across the nation, Lord, in the nursing home, the hospitals, Lord God. And we pray for those on the front line, God, the doctors, the nurses, Lord God, the CNA, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, Lord, that you will strengthen them where they're weak and build them up where they're torn down, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We break it off right now, every generational curse. Oh my God, for those that have been bound in their mind, they're saying that I'm not going to go any further than my dad and my mom went. You don't have to be like that. Just depend on him. We break that generational curse right now. You shall supersede in whatever you lay your hand to do. Oh, glory to God. Stay in faith and know that he is walking with thee in this day, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you. Lord, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. You don't have to go down that path. Hallelujah. You can go down, amen, a path that's going to take you in a place. Hallelujah. You can go further than your mom and your dad. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because some didn't finish school, hallelujah, but it's okay. You can go further, hallelujah. So don't give up now, hallelujah. Now ain't the time to give up. You got to hold on with all you got. Amen. Don't give up now. You come too close to where you started from. Nobody said that the road was going to be easy, glory to God. But don't give up now. Amen, hallelujah. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God that's right on time. Hallelujah. Take a drink, huh? Oh, my God, of the living water, and you shall not thirst. Amen. Again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank the Lord for his word on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Right now, hallelujah, I'm going to reiterate, amen. Don't forget, amen, on Monday night, I'm sorry, Tuesday night, Apostle and Pastor Impact Team, 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern. Glory to God. Don't forget, Faith Come By Hearing, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. Awesome, 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 just awesome. Don't forget, Saturday, 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern. Prophetess Martha Williams. Glory to God. 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern. Every Sunday. Don't forget, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Ministry Elaine, 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern. 30-minute break coming up next. Don't forget to partner. Hallelujah. $25 or more. You're going to get everything. Hallelujah. And then some. So come on and partner and see what the Spirit of the Lord, amen, wants to say to you in this season, wants to give you in this season. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, because we serve such an awesome God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead now and I'm going to give the benediction and we're going to get out of here. We're going to get ready for Ministry Lane coming up next. Amen. And I forgot to mention, she's also an author. You want to purchase a book on Amazon. The Heart Reflection is going. Go before it's gone. Glory to God. Amen. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we will see you back on next Sunday. Amen.